Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputer, the author of Breakthrough Branding, the author of You Are a Brand. The author of the female brand. Did I get that right?
And, the female brand.
And your own website, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Selfbrand.com. Check it out, folks, and take advantage of Catherine's wisdom and all the things that she does to help her customers. The context for our conversation is the Paula Deen collapse, the collapse of a brand. I mean, it's... That whole brand has literally collapsed. This is not unlike, in my opinion, the Paula Deen thing is not unlike what happened to Tiger Woods.
Right. No, it's very extreme because he lost all of his big sponsors. Right.
Most of them, and he went dark for a while, as you say. He went. He came back and made a public announcement, but it was not right. It was not received well. It didn't sound genuine. I watched that very closely, but yet today he's back. He's completely back, as if nothing had ever happened.
Right, exactly. And he started. You know, he won a couple of tournaments. You know, not
more than
recently,
a couple.
But, a
month
ago.
Yeah,
exactly. But he's playing his game, and you know, he's moving on with his life. And I think people are willing to leave that behind him. And I think you know, look at Bill Clinton. He went dark for a while too, and then the Clinton Initiative. And he just started giving talks and really doing it about, here's what I'm doing to help others in this Clinton Initiative. And he made a very positive story. And, hey, look at him at the Democratic Convention. You know, he gave the most popular to the convention. So, you know, as you said, you know, Jim, he's a rock star now again. So she can do it, too. But she's got to be more proactive. And she's got to give a sincere apology. She's failed to do that.
She needs a plan now, though, doesn't she?
She needs a plan, and she needs to do a series of things of, you know, get people in the African-American community to speak out about her and about the things she's done. And she's got to launch new things. Mm-hmm. You know, go out and speak in African-American churches around the country and in the South. Start a culinary institute for, you know, African-American, you know, cooking and, you know, free scholarships, you know, for minority people to attend this culinary institute. She could do interesting things like that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, reach out to her, you know, former, you know, Walmarts of the world and Food Network and Home Depot and people like that, and say, look, here's what I'm doing, and see, you know, they could in a year from now or other corporations come back and offer a sponsorship deals. But she's got to do proactive things and. Really, and also in her restaurants, here's what we're doing. Every person that works here has to take a course in discrimination
training.
And exact sensitivity training and all those issues. Sexism as racism, et cetera, et cetera.
Are we becoming so politically correct? And I'm not just talking about racial things, but is the marketplace getting so politically correct that people are almost afraid to move anymore?
Well, yeah, because it creates news. I mean, look at Alec Baldwin. You know, at the Sopranos funeral. You know, he tweeted a reporter who said that his wife was tweeting during the ceremony, and he tweeted. You know, he called the reporter a queen. Well, that's become a big news story that he's homophobic. You know, so you've got to realize a lot of these things are landmines, particularly if you. In your community, you're well known in some way. It can
you
be a very negative
small business
story.
Owners. You can't be naive about these things, and if you just have to sort of pay attention to what's going on around you. I think we're becoming too politically correct on so many levels. But I'm not going to be able to fix that. Neither are you, Catherine. And if you've got a lot to lose, you got to be careful where you stick your nose in.
Exactly.
And what you say, what comes out of your mouth, and also who you associate with.
Exactly. It can really work against you, especially if you're well-known in your community it can really hurt your reputation because reporters like to build people up, but they also like to take them down.
And at this point, we should point one other thing out, Catherine. Nobody has made one piece of evidence available that shows that anything Paula Deen ever did hurt anybody else.
I know.
Think about that.
That's what's so tragic
about it. That's the thing. That's my point about you. You could be a great person, but if you find yourself, you know, in the wrong circumstances, you just got to be careful. Give us the website one more time, Catherine.
The website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Come back soon. Good job today.
Okay, thanks so much.
Catherine Caputa, Caputa is her name. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.